Good day, sir. My name is Arterius, and I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
2865.
All right,
Are y'all
sir.
the ones, first I want to ask, are y'all the ones that charge that 6732 to my account?
I'll see. I have to get the account pulled up first and make sure.
Okay.
Can I get your zip code?
28655.
And what's your name, sir?
Jim Smith. Jimmy Smith.
Yes, sir. Can you go ahead with your address for security purposes, please?
I don't want to get my address out to you because you've already got my account. So
it's 2722 Enola Road in Morganton, yeah. North Carolina. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. I was looking at it. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't giving your information to another Smith. But I'm waiting on it to come up now, and I'll let you know what's on the account, sir.
I need to get this straightened out because I've already ran to my bank and filed a complaint there. And if I hadn't heard nothing in the next 2 days from you guys, I'm getting ready to go to the police department and file a report on this, too.
All right.
Because this was taken out of my account, any permission at all.
All right. This is due to that drone that was ordered on November the 8th. It was $9.97.
No, that's not me.
All right. So you need to be transferred to our fraud department so they'll help you do a formal investigation. So who could be bailing you? You want me to run your tracking number and see where
first,
it got delivered
first,
to?
First, is this a State Employees Credit Union or are y'all with this company that screwed me out of the 6732?
The 6732 was a membership fee that came along. All this was stated in the terms and conditions, sir. When you got that drone.
There are no terms and conditions at all. I don't even know what terms and conditions were. I never seen it. All I know is it was taken out of my account, sir. So we got two things we can do here.
Mm-hmm.
You can either put it back in my account or I'm filing a police report on it, and I'm already letting my bank know about it. So there is no argument here because I did not make the charge.
All right, so I transfer you to our fraud department.
Well, first, you still not answered my question. Are you with State Employee Union or with you?
Yes, sir, I answered it. We're not with State Employee Union. You said that charge for 6732. That's us.
Yes, and y'all are unique something that I can't make it out on the point of sale debit.
Mm-hmm. It's a merchant's name, Mr. Smith.
Well, I tell you what, I'm just going to go ahead and file a police report on this. If you can't take care of it now.
I am. I'm getting you transferred to our fraud department. I'm getting you taken care of, sir.
Well, the fraud department, I shouldn't have to go through this. One thing is, you either put it back in my account. As of 3 o'clock today, I will file a police report on it.
Okay, we can do that. We'll do that. I'll go in. I'll do a one-time courtesy call, get the 6732 refunded to your account, Mr. Smith, and I get this information sent to your email, that Hooch 2722 account. You'll see that money and...
Yeah, how did you even get my email, first of all?
This account
was... I've never been in contact with y'all. I've never called you. You got my phone number. You got my email address. You've got my account. How did you do this?
This account was created at the comforts of your home. We do not assist with taking the card number.
It was not from the comforts of my home.
I tried to transfer you to our fraud department if you like. If you didn't make the charge.
Now, I'm not being switched from one department to another. Like I said, sir, you got a choice. I'm going to file a police report at 3 o'clock, and my bank's already taken care of. The fraud department there is taken care of. So you can either get a hold of your manager now and take care of it, or I'm going to go ahead and follow through what I'm going to do. I'm not sitting here getting put from one department to another. Either take care of it now or get a hold of your manager now. One or the other. I never charged anything to your account fraudulently. Why are y'all doing it?
Good day.
No, there won't be no good day. Go ahead and
do
this.
I was speaking to my boss lady. Just going to get that charge refunded to the account, sir, and end the call. and I'll verify that cancellation code to you, make it more simple for you. Me 1 second, I'm almost done. I feel you. Don't blame me. All right, sir. You want me to get this information sent to your email?
I want you to put it back in my account. I don't want no information to my email unless it's in my account.
Yes, sir. I sent that information to your email, and it shows what the account will be refunded, and you'll see that money in 3 to 5 business days. Your cancellation code was in there also, Mr. Smith.
Okay. It better be done.
You have a good day. Thank you for calling customer support, sir.